With no chaser?
Yeah.
That's not civilized.
Well, I only drink like once or twice out the week.
I'm a lime and salt guy when it comes to the tequila. I got my tequila stash, but if I ain't got lime and salt, I ain't even cracking it open.
I gotta have
the whole lime salt cycle when it comes to tequila, because I don't even like mixing it, even though I can. But
I'm a straight drinker anyway when it comes to the liquor.
And see, my thing is when it. I do straight liquor like when we playing Mario Kart. Nah. That's the only drunk driving I do, y'all. We get on, we play that Mario Kart on Nintendo Switch, the winner drinks a shot. I remember one time I finished a whole liter of vodka like that in one night. I beat the brakes off my roommate.
I'm gonna teach you this game called Black or Red.
No, you're not. Nuh-uh.
It's a card game.
Man, I don't care what it is. That's even worse. Oh, it's a card game. Man, card games is nothing but hustling. Do you realize who you're talking to? My grandmother, Lord rest her soul, paid bills off running card games. Paid the bills. I saw it all. Oh, and you know what she told me? Lord rest her soul. She said, Scotty, she said, when grown folks put money on the table, you get your ass up. You hear me?
Hey, what's going on in college?
She saw me at an early age. She said, nah, gambling is not for me. No, I will not. That's the only time my grandmother cursed at me, too.
College basketball has been crazy this year.
Yeah, who's number? That's
the new number one team lost. Alabama was number one and took a slug to Tennessee.
First of all, when I heard Alabama was number one, I almost wrecked my truck. Because I was listening to ESPN Radio when I found Alabama was number one. I almost rushed my truck, because you think Alabama, you think they number one in football, not basketball. They number one in basketball, even though, and no one stays number one in basketball no more.
No,
it's almost like a curse.
Well, yeah, the number one team has tied. Whoever been ranked number one, it's a record. They done tied for the like most losses by a number one team or something who been number one, because it's crazy. It done changed hands so many times.
It's almost like it's unfair. Like if you number two, okay, you still got a ways before you reach that, before you lose a game. Cause you rank, you stay at number two for a minute now, you know, you good. But as soon as you hit that top spot, you take that L. Mm-hmm. No matter who it is, that's when you get to the top spot to have an off night in the NCAA. That's what the consensus looks like. Cause it started off, Virginia had a little while at number one too, didn't they?
No, I think we got up there. I know Purdue done been number one. Yeah, Purdue done been number one. Houston done been number one. Tennessee done been number one.
A lot of teams, but none of them.
North Carolina started the season off number one.
Yeah, that lasted, a week and a half?
I don't know if it lasted that long.
I think they was number one quickly. Like, as soon as that went out there.
As soon as the college basketball season started, they was taking slugs.
Man, they lost their number one seed in the practice scrimmage. That's how quick. They lost that in the preseason.
I don't even know how that don't happen.
As soon as they named that top spot, they took an L.
Yeah,
surprisingly, Duke was never number one this year. Mm-mm. Surprisingly. I didn't think Duke was number one.
They weren't ranked at the beginning of the year. No, they was ranked number 12.
They was ranked number 12.
They took a slug the other night with Coach K in the building.
Yeah, but you gotta understand the thing with Duke. I mean, it's gonna take, gotta give John Shire at least a year, you know. You just don't know when he's gonna take these L's, but you gotta assume that they will take these L's.
Oh, they gonna have to.
They will take these L's. Yo, and speaking of L's, who you got taking his L coming up in the Elimination Chamber tonight?
between Sammy and Roman.
Yes, sir.
Of course, you know Roman going. And I would love to see Sammy take it, but something tells me it's just, it's all set up for Cody to take them belts from Roman.
Yes, sir. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Studio W Sports Page, sponsored to you by J&J. And we switch gears a little bit. We're going to squeeze a little bit of wrestling up in here, because we all still WWE fans. Most real good sports fans, they know a good soap opera when they see one. And WWE, AEW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, all they provide it. They the best in the business. Now, I'm mostly WWE, but I still try to keep up with the AEWs, guys out there in New Japan, you know, Ring of Honor, all, and, you know, wrestling territory, and all the other wrestling territories. There's plenty of talent out there, and some of your greatest athletes that you've seen in college, you want to know where they went to? Tune into some wrestling. You might see them out there flying off the top rope on somebody.
Yeah. I'd be surprised. Well, I seen a joke come down my timeline. I ain't even know D'Angelo Williams, that used to play running back for the Carolina Panthers, getting to the wrestling ring.
D'Angelo Williams, that name sound familiar.
Yeah, he was the running back with the dreads, number for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah,
he didn't get inside the wrestling ring.
Yep, yes he did. Cat can't wait to see him too. So you. The Elimination Chamber is also tonight, so I'll be flipping back. No, I'm not. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Because I got it on Peacock. So I'm going to catch the replay after I watch the Slam Dunk Contest and the three-point shootout and the NBA Skills Challenge.
Who the contestants in the three-point
shootout? Okay, before we go to wrestling, let me see what... Because I had it, right?
You had the Dunk Contest contestants and the Skill Challenge.
And I had a 3-point.
Yeah, but we ain't even say none of their names. I don't know who in that joke.
Actually, I think this is going to be
interesting.
I think this is going to be the most entertaining of them all.
Who they got?
They got Jason
Tatum.
Yes, sir. Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. Buddy Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Damian Lillard, Portland Trailblazers.
What?
Kevin Herter, Utah Jazz. Lauren Marketing.
Utah Jazz.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Indiana Pacers.
Tyrese Halliburton. Did I say Tyrese Halliburton already?
Yeah.
Tyler Hero. And one Julius Randle. He is in because of somebody injured Trailblazer style. His name just skipped my mind right now. Like, yeah, because he's in because he's injured. So who you got coming out of that one?
I got Buddy Hill.
You got Buddy Hill?
Mm-hmm. I would say big time. I would say Dame, but it's a little too close for him.
Yeah, see, I love to see Dame. I love to see Dame Time win it, because he's not going to win nothing in Portland. I love to see the Jason Tatum win it, because they got two pairs of his shoes. They're comfortable. They stylish. They funky. I'm a little salty at Buddy Hill, and not because Buddy... Not that anything Buddy Hield did is because Buddy Hield is now a Laker.
I think he won it last year, though.
So, and Tyrese Halliburton.
He's shooting pretty well this year.
Yeah, he's really been a good shooter.
I ain't heard too much about Tyler Hero this year.
And Tyler Hero can kick rocks. He done fell off.
Hanging out too much with his best friend.
Yeah, Jack Harlow. I expected a whole lot more out of Tyler Hero this year. And I expected a whole lot more out of him last year. And ever since his best year for real for me was when he was in the bubble. He has slowly been on a decline since he's been since he played in the bubble. Wait, you disagree?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, because he was balling after the bubble. That,
but was it the same though? Was he putting up those same numbers?
No, he was putting up better numbers than me.
Okay, I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It just seems like he ain't.
He ain't tolerant. He ain't doing enough Tyler Hero type things.
Yeah. It just seems like it hasn't been there. That magic has not been there since he had, since the bubble. Now I get it. It's a different environment, but it's just Tyler Hero being on that team along with the other guy, along with the other kid that can shoot. I thought Duncan Robinson. I thought these guys was going to take a bigger step than what they did and elevate the Heat to more than what they did. Like, I expected the Heat to be what the Celtics are doing right now.
I like what Kawhi has kept Philadelphia playing good ball right now, too.
Yeah. And shout out to Joel Embiid for being for the finally reaching 10,000 points. I think he's like the 8th or the 10th fastest guy to do it. And he's in some real good company. He's with the, you know, Wilt Chamberlains, the Michael Jordans. Yeah. You know, those, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's, you know, LeBron James's. Yeah, you gotta throw his name in there. He's amongst the greats. He's in fantastic company. And whenever you do that, you're almost destined. It's almost most definitely. You're a Hall of Famer. So before we get into wrestling, that brings up a more interesting point to me. It's a whole lot more easier to get into the Hall of Fame in the NBA than it is the NFL.
I see that now.
Because shout out to everybody that made the Hall of Fame in the NBA and the NFL. But what does Devin Hester got to do to get into the Hall of Fame?
I have no idea.
Who does Devin Hester have to sell cocaine to? To get his just due. We want to give this man his roses while he's alive.
Yeah.
This man is the greatest kick returner of all time. And just like Eric Bieniemy is getting snubbed for being a head coach, Devin Hester's being snubbed for not being in the Hall of Fame. Now, I'm not taking away from none of the guys that's participating, none of the guys that's, recipients of a Hall of Fame, not. But when you have a coach, when your coach tells your special teams, you tells your kicker, don't kick it to Hester.
like somebody said, I seen a commentator said, he was the main reason that you wouldn't turn your TV off on a Sunday. If you knew he was playing in the game, yeah, you wanted to see that.
Yeah, Deion said that.
Yeah, it was must see.
Yes, must see. You know how many kickers this man have gotten cut? How many special teamers have gotten their walking papers because of Devin Hester? How foolish this man has made special teams look as a whole. When the care coach says those words, don't kick it to this guy. Mm-hmm. That resonates. That was a phrase. That was on t-shirts. And this man can't get a Hall of Fame, can't get a sniff.
He the all time leader.
NFL 100 greatest kick returner of all time, yeah. And he's not in the Hall of Fame. He should have been a first ballot. Mm-hmm. However you want to call it, we call spades spades right here. That's first ballot Hall of Fame material of all time. NFL, hey, that voting committee, y'all gotta make this right. He needs to be a Hall of Fame next year.
He got to get in there next year. He should get denied.
Or the voice is going to get louder. Devin Hester deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
And what? This is like what they said, like this the first time like they ever went like full out all defense on far as the inductees. Everybody on the defensive side of the ball.
Okay. Defense, special teams?
Yeah, they just wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah, however you want to put it, they ain't want to give it to him. But like I said, Joel Embiid is not going to have that issue getting to the Hall of Fame. That man has scored 10,000 points. He's an Olympic gold medalist. Even without championships. But Philly is looking real good. And the Boston Celtics looks like they're locking up their current coach and locking him in long term. So shout out to them. Oh. I don't know what they're going to do with Ime Udoka right now, but they got the best record in the East going into the break. Boston Celtics, that is.
Let's talk about some of these bouts that's going to be happening.
When is Russ getting bored out?
I think very soon. Kevin Love might get might.
Yeah,
might,
Kevin Love's getting bored out.
Don't be surprised if you see him in L.A.
You think he still? You think he wants some more LeBron?
Yeah. If they can, they made a lot of moves to make that team look. I want to see how this team look coming the second half of the NBA season. They could look a lot different and be a lot better.
Yeah, let's see. Well, how so? I mean, I get it. They got Russell Westbrook out of there. They traded him to Utah, brought in D'Angelo Russell. I think that was a huge upgrade. Okay. Because of the talent that Russell Westbrook has over the D'Angelo Russell. I mean, I'm not saying that. Now I'm saying talent wise, but I'm talking about scheme wise, fit wise. No, Russell Westbrook was just like, he was just an uneven tire. You know, it just wasn't a fit. You know, whereas D'Angelo Russell, his skill set fits what the Lakers need more. So, I like that move. They and also got Mo Bamba in there.
Yeah, for Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, so I think that was the key all along. They bought those guys in knowing they could be trade assets later.
They got the dude Hashimura from the Wizards.
Yeah, Rui Hachimura. Oh, he was with Brooklyn.
No, he was with the Wizards. The Washington drafted him.
Okay, Rui Hachimura. Yeah. Rui Hachimura. Okay.
Hachi.
But let's see how that's going to convert into win. Cause
looking at the record, I mean, they only really four games out of being in the playoffs. In the playoff spot.
What up, Unc? My uncle, one of my fact checkers just tuning in, you know, I think Unc had a long night too. No, I'm just messing with you, Unc.
Everybody had one.
Yeah. It was Friday, man. It was one heck of a Friday too. And even though I worked 14 hours yesterday, hey, I still got drinking I'm still ready to keep this pity party going since y'all want to, you know, think y'all going to rain on my parade. Nah, we still fly Eagles, fly around here. Mm. You like the jersey, don't you? Yeah. Nice. Yeah, big boy, Jordan Davis. This is actually the first, it just dawned on me this morning, like, this was the first time I wore this jersey. Normally I get a couple wears out of them, but this is the first time I ever wore this one. I didn't wear this one all season long. Didn't even realize it. That's crazy. But I'm gonna take this thing off as soon as I get home, it's kind of warm. So, what else about bass?
I'm gonna get you a no sacks jersey.
I don't know, like y'all did against us. Huh? Mm-hmm. No sacks. So, why y'all think that's a good thing? Y'all want to poke fun in the bear after we done whipped y'all behinds?
We beat y'all too. What a healthy Jalen Hurts.
Who else did y'all beat?
A few teams.
But
we beat eight teams.
Did y'all beat?
And lost to eight teams and tied with one.
Did y'all win enough to play in February though?
Y'all did, but.
That's the point. That's the point.
Y'all got it.
Who watched who in February?
All y'all did was get a bunch of cars set on fire last week.
We'd rather get a bunch of cars set on fire than be a dumpster fire.
Okay.
You want to talk? Keep talking about, I love the talent that Washington has, but let's just keep it honest. Can't stand y'all fools, because for if it wasn't for y'all fools, we wouldn't even heard of the Cowboys. Y'all been screwing up that long.
whatever.
Y'all should be the Eagles. It just ain't start with Dan Snyder. No, it started with Marshall.
Y'all should be the Eagles.
We will be the effing Eagles. Yeah. Just like Seth freaking Rollins. Yeah. Philadelphia freaking Eagles.
Laces out.
Nah, we ain't the Fingles. That's the Dolphins. You gotta give Rev that one.
Hey, man.
Nah, that's Ray Finkel, all that. Nah, that's Rev and his Dolphins. He even got the jersey.
Basketball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You really want to talk about basketball now. now you want to talk about basketball. No. Slam dunk contest. Hey, y'all better not disappoint me. But look, back to this Elimination Chamber, right?
Who is Charlotte fighting?
Charlotte, I believe, is...
Is she fighting Ronda Rousey or something? I don't know what's going on.
I didn't watch SmackDown last night, so... I don't think Charlotte is fighting.
Is Bianca Belair fighting anybody?
No. There's the Elimination Chamber. That's what the...
Oh, that's right. They fighting for a shot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who in the Elimination Chamber for... I know... Who is in the Elimination... Is Brock in it? No, they got their own fight. Him and Bobby Lashley. Yep.
Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar? Let's see. Roman Reigns. I believe that James is going to be like.
If one of the Usos helps Sammy out.
Nah.
I'm just saying. Wonder if that happened. In the fantasy world.
You got the. They're not even. It looks like this not going to even be a title. A tag team title match. You got Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Charlotte's opponent, so Charlotte's not going to have nobody.
Who's Charlotte's opponent? Rhea Ripley?
Nah. She's... Yeah, no. None of the women's titles are on the line.
Okay.
You got United States title on the line in an Elimination Chamber match.
Austin Theory.
Yeah, you got Austin Theory, Johnny Gargano, Montez Ford, Seth freaking Rollins, Damian Priest, and big boy Bronson Reed.
Oh.
You only got to have a big guy up in there. Mm-hmm. Now, I can see a scenario where Montez Ford is going to win the Elimination Chamber match and have his first singles title reign, and in the Street Profits, or even have a storyline where Angelo Dawkins is cool with supporting Montez Ford, and after Montez Ford beats everybody, then the heel turn comes for one of them, then they have to square off against each other. I can see that totally happening, and have them drag that out for a few months. I could see Johnny Gargano winning the title, because you gotta think back into the NXT days, these guys, there was a friendship there. They were in the faction led by Johnny Gargano, Austin Theory was. So I can see an instant there. I can see a scenario where Bronson Reed, I can see this, but it's not going to happen. Bronson Reed, trying to break out from the NXT into on the SmackDown, breaking onto the main roster. Seth, it's hard for me to imagine Seth Rollins winning it, but of course, Seth Rollins, out of all of them, have the most U.S. title reigns. I think even combined. So I can see a scenario there. And Damian Priest.
He had the belt before, didn't he?
Yes, he did. As Seth Rollins. But I can see him, because Judgment Day, if they want to remain a faction, they need some gold.
Yeah. And what about...
And it can't be just Rhea Ripley. Even though that would be pretty dope, a faction led by a male faction, led by a women's champion.
Yeah.
that'll be interesting to see how they're gonna let that play out. If they, if Charlotte Flair can knock off Rhea Ripley, I mean, Rhea Ripley can knock off Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. I want to see how that happens.
I thought she was going after Bianca title.
Oh no, I always knew
that she was gonna go after Charlotte.
Yeah, because there's deep rooted history there. You know, it was a couple, when Charlotte won the Royal Rumble, she challenged Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley, you know, actually kind of stepped to Charlotte and said, you know, challenge me for an NXT title.
Yeah.
Charlotte took up on that offer and beat her for the NXT championship.
Yeah.
And so I can see now that, Rhea Ripley has won the Royal Rumble. Nah, she wants to right that wrong. She hasn't finished that part of her story. So I can see a scenario where she wins the title and leaves Judgment Day. So that's why I said Damian Priest has to win the U.S. title.
And take her pet Dominique with her?
Maybe.
I'm both sick of him.
And since you're sick of him, that tells me how good of a job he's doing. Because that's what a heel is. All this is acting. Yes, that's the acting part of, he's playing into that storyline. He's supposed to be annoying. Supposed to be a little snide little kid. You just want, every time you want to see him, you just want to slap him. You just want to give him that old, just want to take your belt out. Get one of my old school beat downs. Whip you when I want to. When I want to. Then the old blues record, want to skip. That's what you want to do with Dominic Mysterio. That's what you want to do with him. Y'all. And we get into the title match. I told y'all the Bloodline was going to implode come WrestleMania.
Yeah, you did.
And you're starting to see it unravel. Now, I am an honorary Oos, but I am a realist too. Sami Zayn's not winning tonight. No. It doesn't matter what he...
I mean, for real, he's not a... It'd look funny with him being the champion for how short it would have been.
Yeah, well, he's gonna win the titles tonight. I mean, win the titles tonight and lose them again on Raw?
Or lose them at WrestleMania to Cody.
We're losing to Cody. Oh, guess who we have here? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Studio W Sports page. My man, the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Yo, Mark, what's good, baby?
Oh, brother, I'm so sorry. I ain't gonna lie. I got off about 3 o'clock this morning here, Houston time. And I said, man, I want to get up. Man, it was a long night. Oh, I'm great. How's everything going?
Everybody had a long night.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, dad's upstairs still recovering.
Oh, my. Okay.
Everybody turned up Friday night. I ain't mad at none of y'all, man.
I told you.
Okay, I will want to discover a couple things real quick if it's possible.
Mark, you got the flow for the... Hey.
I know you probably already then covered it, but I just want to bring it up real quick. This couple,
take
this
your time. Hey, Mark, I'm going to give you the flow. Take your time, brother. This is your wheelhouse right now. You can have it.
Okay. Well, I'll take one thing at a time. First thing I want to bring up, Mill, I know you was heartbroken. I almost called you, but I didn't want to put you through it Sunday night. You know, watching that game, one of the things I kept wondering, I said, man, I wonder if time on the field is going to eventually cost somebody. And watching that game, one thing I watched Philly do that whole time, every play, they took the clock down to zero. And I think that in some ways ended up costing them because time ran out on them. You know, I think the other thing that really, really shocked me was the defense just disappeared. I thought he didn't get sacked once. I was just really in shock, but I tell you, the one thing I was impressed, Travis Kelce said it best. Jalen Hurts could have been the MVP of the game from a losing team. That's only happened one time. Chuck Howley with the with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, overall, you know, great season, great game. I'm going to be honest with you. First play of the second half, when I seen how Pacheco ran that ball, I said, Kansas City serious about coming back into this game. There was a few mistakes. They talk about the holding call that they called him a man. In reality, that deep in the game, not late in the game, I don't think you make the call. But you put it into the hands of the referee. And, I mean, for once, they made a call. Maybe if you're a Kansas City fan, the refs would have caught hell for not calling it. So I think it was a no-win situation. Either way it went. Again, great game. Great game. Probably one of the best Super Bowls I've seen in a long, long time.
I agree.
I will say, I mean, like I said, Jalen Hurts played lights out. One mistake. But
that fumble.
I think he realized one thing that I think he realized one thing that night, and that was that he was playing against the best. Because to me, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback of football.
The magician. You
know? Yeah, hey man, that's a bad dude. And I tell you, the thing that I think messed Philly up more than anything is he got the getting people involved that I know they didn't prepare for. Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney.
Yeah.
They weren't prepared for those cats. I mean, that Pacheco is the real deal.
But you kept saying that he was going to be a factor if they could get the right game established.
You know, well, you know what? That Kadarius Toney was drafted in the first. I think the Giants took him in the first round, and it seemed like they just gave up on him.
Yeah.
It seemed like whenever he had the opportunity to actually play, and he was even with the Giants, they involved him in the game plan. That dude would produce. They kept doing. I mean, they just totally. You know, the one thing that I wondered about, I said, would Philly's defense get itself gassed? And it's just, I think it was I think the preparation, they weren't prepared for there were various components of the game they weren't prepared for. You can't, you know, if, I know they're going to sit and they try to blame and say, oh, what that referee call. If you're going to sit, and then they was talking about the field, which was a mess, because I seen dudes sliding all over the place.
Everybody was. Yeah, that jump was terrible.
Man, that field was horrible.
That field was a mess.
But that field was a mess for both teams. So Kansas City was better prepared for it, though, because that's their guy.
But, Mark, what I told you, if that defense played good, they was going to win.
Well, I tell you what, in the beginning, that number 50, what is his name, Gay or whatever, for Kansas City, they was killing that dude. He couldn't read coverage. He couldn't do nothing. I was like, man, when Philly went down and scored as fast as they did on the first possession, I said, man, this is going to be a long game. But then Kansas City comes right back and basically does the same thing. And then it got to a point where I think I may have brought it up here. I don't want to say I did. I can't remember. But for me, it almost came to a point where I told my partner, I said, man, this game might be the one where it's whoever gets the ball last going to win this game.
Yeah, and I saw that when we scored. It was like 5 minutes. Well, they had 5 minutes. I said, we got to get a stop. And they got 5 minutes to march down that field to score. I was like, I hope they hurry up and score. Just like I told CJ earlier, I just wish that Kadarius Toney ran that punt all the way back.
Because you know what? Then, I put it to you like this. I agree.
I wish it, because after that, we marched down, they scored, but we marched down the field. We scored again. And then another thing I wish we had did that I didn't tell CJ. After we scored the last touchdown, we should have onside kicked it. Because if we'd have onside kicked it, we'd have gave them a short field. Even in worst case scenario. So then we would have had maybe, and you know, things might be a little bit different there to score, but we probably have more time to score to have the last ball, but that's how it was a shootout.
Yeah.
Well, you know, whoever had the ball last was going to win.
I tell you the one thing. I mean, we debated about it when watching the game. I don't know. If I was Jerick McKinnon, I mean, I understand what he was doing, but I think I'd have had to take that into the end. because
yeah, because you ain't no telling if you gonna ever get a chance to score again in the Super Bowl.
Well, not only that, but that field goal kicker had already missed one time.
Right.
So see, the field was slick. It was all. I mean, I'd have just had to take my chance, bro. I mean, I would have taken my chance. I was shocked. I mean, I'm being serious when I say this. That the defense did not get to him one time.
Didn't even touch him. So I give a huge shout out to the Kansas City offensive line.
The one thing I said about Hassan Reddick last week came to fruition. He's a linebacker to play his edge. If he don't get a sack, he's not a factor in any other part of the game.
They did the one thing no other team has done. They targeted him. They either double teamed when they had to go to his side, or they went away from him. They just totally took him out the game. So you gotta give him credit for that. But
it shocks me. My man, Fletcher Cox didn't get in there. The other defensive tackle who I thought was really the MVP that line.
Yeah, Javon Hargrave.
Yeah, didn't do anything.
No.
Sue, all Sue did was get a penalty call. You know, there were several factors. I'll tell you the one thing a lot of people didn't bring up. I know that holding play was critical, but if the refs was really wanting to nickel and dime things, that dude on the left side of Philly's offensive line jumped off sides about 11 times. I mean, that dude was jumping off sides every game. Every play they didn't call it.
I know you're talking about Lane Johnson. He does. See, this is the thing. And I watched the All 22 on that. They don't call it because it wouldn't be consistent. Soon as Jason Kelce's arm flinches and starts the forward motion, that's when Lane Johnson's leg kicks out. Now I give it to you guys. Sometimes it is early, but most of the time it's on time, locks up with his arm flinching and that backward motion when the ball is being snapped. So he is being kicked. He kicks out right after his arm goes in motion and the ball moves a little bit, but everybody else sees it. His arm is getting kicked out before they can see the ball fly out as Jason Kelce's behind. It's almost close, but most of the time it's right. That foot kicks out right after Jason Kelce's arm flinches. They've been working on that all off season long. And that's how good the offensive line is, how cohesive they are. Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson been doing this for the past 5, 6, 7 years. And they got it down to a science to the point where the refs don't even try to call it. Now sometimes they will do it, but more times than not, they're letting that go.
Yeah. And like I said, I was just, I ain't gonna lie to you. All I could do is sit back and enjoy the game. And I ended up second half going over to a friend's house around the corner. My partner of mine, by the time that fourth quarter kicked in, all I could do is participate in vodka shots and watch it unfold. I was like, man, this was something else. You know, I tell you the second thing I want to bring up, and it's really disgraceful. It's disgraceful, man. I'm talking about Eric Bieniemy. Ain't no way in the world I'd take that job with the Commanders. Nothing against them, Ron. Trust me, bro. Nothing against them. I would not take that job. Let me explain to you why. They are basically, you got dudes that are from Philly, I believe, or one of them guys, ain't had no experience nowhere. They after the Super Bowl, one of them got the head coaching job in Indianapolis.
Both of them got head coaching jobs.
Ain't had no experience at all. They get jobs the next morning. So
I see what you're saying and where you're coming from. I think he took that job because that's the closest thing that he got as almost of a guarantee of being a head coach.
Eric Bieniemy whooped their ass in Super Bowl, both of them, Sam Steicher and Jonathan Gannon.
You know why? I'm going to tell you what they basically did to him and why he took the job, my opinion. First of all, I'd have stayed in Kansas City and like, hey, I ain't leaving while it's still
rolling. He won't under contract for this upcoming year.
Yeah, they'd have resigned him. I think it was a deal where, and this is disgraceful, I'm serious, to where I believe basically, and if they basically, he was put in a position where they said, well, hey, you know what? Go to another team for a year and prove yourself, and maybe we'll consider giving you a job after that. Well, if I ain't proving myself by now,
yeah,
been to three Super Bowls, AFC Championship games, and you gonna tell me my resume ain't getting up? But you got two. I don't want to say we on a family oriented show, so I can't say I can't use the card. But you got two other individuals that ain't got a eighth of the resume I have, and a day after. The Super Bowl.
The day after you beat them.
Coaching jumps. And yeah, after I beat them. And then I tell you what, Andy Reid did him a disservice too, believe it or not.
Oh yeah, at the Super Bowl and the interview.
Everybody knows, even though you have an offensive coordinator, a lot of times on the sideline, the head coach might say, no, you know what, run this play, don't do that. Whatever, however it goes down. He ain't have to announce that. He ain't had to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, he's the offense coordinator, but I still call the plays. I mean, that's this man, I've never seen nothing like this. To where a man has been a coaching candidate for as long as he has been. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for Eric Bieniemy. He deserves to be a head coach in the National Football League. I've never seen anybody go through anything like this.
It's for only a 2-year deal, though, Mark.
I mean, me personally, I think if I was black coaches and you're seeing this diagram here that they're doing, you could take the Rooney Rule. You can take all your interviews and you can kiss where the sun don't shine, because I don't want it.
Hey, Mark, I mean, I'm reading it. I'm reading something about it. Yes. On now they said that.